Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, you know it's going to be a long news conference when Fox even cuts out, right? The president.
Yeah.
Well, they built this thing up throughout the... I'd say throughout the last 24 hours. And, you know, sometimes you got to call it like you see it. Not the president's best moment when he gets up there. He couldn't even pronounce acetaminophen because, look, you see a word like that on the paper and you're not used to it. You're like, oh, but he doesn't really. My sense is that Trump doesn't really prepare for these moments. He just, you know, the staff says, here's what we're going to do. And he doesn't look, when I say he doesn't prepare, he's not looking at the script ahead of time, Fred. I don't think
right.
He's. I don't think he's pre-reading. My guess would be, well, look, Joe Biden never could even read off the script, so let alone pre-read. But I don't know that the news conference got off to the best start with him describing what they were doing. But there were like six different people
You're
that
right.
were going to speak, right?
It's going to take a while.
Yeah. So we'll go back to the news conference if we have to. So the big story this afternoon would be, and this is kind of why I want to go back to it if he's got a Q&A, is Jimmy Kimmel's coming back. Are you surprised that Jimmy Kimmel is coming back, Fred?
Oh, I am. I didn't think he was gone forever, but I thought it would be a longer suspension. And I'm really curious as to how he will handle it when he gets on air.
I am too, because, look, the way the whole thing went down, you saw a lot of people that supported Jimmy Kimmel and some ABC people that said, we're not coming back unless you lift the suspension. I said this earlier, too, you know he's going to have a huge night of ratings tomorrow night, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Really, there's only a couple of ways to go with this. You can either ignore it completely, kind of make a reference to it and just say, hey, we're not doing politics and move on, or you can address it head on and cry, which is what I'm guessing he's going to do. There's going to be some, you know, some tears involved in whether or not he'll say anything nice or not. Now, I will say this, and I've said it a couple of times, and I'm not trying to defend Jimmy Kimmel for, you know, spreading completely ridiculous lies last Monday night. I do think that when it comes to the egregious nature of some of the comments that have come in from people like Ilhan Omar or AOC, or, you know, these are members of Congress, that Kimmel's was not amongst the worst, if you will. So it will be interesting. I don't know. I don't know how he's going to handle it, right? And then the bigger question then becomes, well, do they even care about renewing the show because the contract's up anyway? But if he wouldn't have come back on the air, then you give him an opportunity to go do a podcast somewhere or whatever. There was even talk last week that he was going to go on Colbert's show. And my guess is that the ABC exec said, I don't think that's really the way to play this right now, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
All right.
It's going to be fascinating.
It will be. So, and again, he'll get big ratings. So let's talk about Tom Homan for a couple of minutes here, because Tom Homan has been a guest on this show many times over the course of many years. When he went to the administration to be the border czar, we lost him. We lost like I think, eight people that were on the show on a regular basis, like Marty McCary and others.
And Andy Puzder, we just found out, is like...
He's an ambassador,
ambassador,
right?
To the EU.
Well, we love Andy.
Brussels.
But so there's this story. Now, you heard about this weekend? I just found out about this morning.
I heard about it this morning, a New York Times story.
Okay, yeah. So and here's the update, because they've updated it here this afternoon. Tom Homan, and I think, did Carolyn address
yes,
this?
She did.
Okay. Yeah. So the story, before I get to the explanation here, is that the allegation is that Tom Homan, who's been very outspoken well before he was, you know, put in this position, he was the acting head of ICE for a while. Remember, that's kind of how we identified him. And then he was on Fox all the time. We loved him because he was forcefully going at the Biden administration. But the story today says that Tom Homan, I want to be very cautious with this, because this seems like one of those things that's a little
hard
fishy
to believe. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Tom Homan is accused of accepting a bag with $50,000 in cash as part of an undercover FBI investigation last September. And this is what the White House, so the New York Times rolls with sources on this today. Carolyn's asked about it at the news conference.
Mr. Homan never took the $50,000 that you're referring to, so you should get your facts straight, number one. Number two, this was another example of the weaponization of the Biden Department of Justice against one of President Trump's strongest and most vocal supporters in the midst of a presidential campaign. You had FBI agents going undercover to try and entrap one of the president's top allies and supporters, someone who they knew very well would be taking a government position months later. Mr. Homan did absolutely nothing wrong. And even the president's Department of Justice, even Kash Patel's FBI, looked into this just to make sure. They had a number of different prosecutors and FBI agents who looked into this. They found zero evidence of illegal activity or criminal wrongdoing. And the White House and the president stand by Tom Homan 100% because he did absolutely nothing wrong. And he is a brave public servant who has done a phenomenal job in helping the president shut down the border.
All right, so we've seen a couple of things happen here in the last few years. You see people at the FBI go a little rogue on these stories. But here's the allegation. And look, it's a pretty serious allegation. FBI agents working undercover made an audio recording, allegedly, of this meeting in September of last year, a year ago, in which Tom Homan accepted the money in a bag from the fast food chain Cava, according to the New York Times. This was a story that originally came out on Saturday. On the tape, suspicious reporting, of course, he appeared to agree to try to help the agents posing as businessmen get lucrative federal contracts related to border security in a possible second Trump administration. That's according to sources. We've seen sources. I want to be very cautious with this because we see this all the time with sources and we are misled. There's two parts of this, because there's the allegation and then there's the allegation that the investigation was closed by the Trump administration, which apparently it has. I mean, you heard Carolyn sort of confirm that, right? That Kash Patel and the Justice Department looked at this. Asked by reporters what happened to the money, you heard what Carolyn said. She said he never took the money. She claims that the FBI basically went undercover to entrap one of the president's top allies and supporters, someone who they knew very well would be taking a government position months later. The Times reported on Saturday that senior Justice Department officials, including Emil Bove III, had expressed skepticism about the case as early as February. One person familiar with the case said the evidence gathered had not met all the necessary elements of relevant federal crimes, such as bribery or conspiracy. Another contended that the case was prematurely ended before such evidence could be gathered. Tom Homan, to my knowledge, Fred, has said nothing about this, right?
Yeah, no.
They go into some of this in the Times. They say he opened a consulting business that has worked for companies seeking immigration-related contracts, including those poised to benefit from Mr. Trump's policies. At one point, he was paid $150,000 to lobby in Texas for Fisher Industries, a construction firm that last year secured a $225 million contract with the state to build a section of the border wall. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, he's being a lobbyist. Now, I don't know if he was a registered lobbyist or if there's anything improper or, you know, ethically that went wrong there. But what they say was He was drawn into the FBI case after a target of the investigation suggested in 2023 on his own initiative that a $1 million payment to Mr. Homan could lead to lucrative federal contracts for border security work. Well, that's a lot different than $50,000, though, $1 million. So there's the allegation. The Times is standing by its reporting. You could hear the administration did not like the reporting. It's interesting that, you know, Tom Homan's a pretty straight shooter.
Yeah.
So you would think that he would want to be out there and defend himself, but I haven't seen him do that yet. I mean, maybe there's some protection here by the administration. That's another one of those things where if the Q&A occurs at the end of this news conference today, and again, Fox has cut away from it anyway because they kind of sensed that it was going to get, you know, pretty long-winded, but I'm guessing he might be asked about that in the news conference today. We'll see. Cassie Smedley's coming up after Ethan's news. He's filling in for Sue at the top of the hour, and we can ask Chris Klemm about this as well. Chris Klemm, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief, and he'll have some things to say just about the ICE situations and what's happening right now. He testified last week at that hearing in the Senate on lost immigrant children, so he'll have a lot to say after the top of the hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Cassie Smedley's coming up to talk politics. We love her. She used to be a spokesperson for the RNC. I saw on Fox earlier today. We got Cusimano coming up later this hour. Chris Klemm after the top of the hour. And then Ethan is going to do Sue's News here. You're going to come back. And actually, we can all have this conversation. Fred, we're all passionate Cardinals fans, and we love St. Louis. Joe Arnold, longtime Louisville broadcaster, is a very loyal Cardinals fan. But we all have concerns about how you're down a million fans from 2023. So things struggling for the Cardinals. Even though, Ethan, did they win that series over the weekend?
They did.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they took two out of three against the Brew Crew.
I like that. All right, you ready for Sue's News today?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, but not today.
Not today, indeed. Ethan is here. Sorry to disappoint all of you. Sue will be back on Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
She'll be back on Wednesday.
Wait, am I wrong, Fred?
No. I think Wednesday.
Okay. All right. So you only have to put up with me for a couple more days. Today is National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Hell yeah.
And it's also National White Chocolate Day. Good day of Nationals. I'm a big. I love the Hershey's cookies and cream.
Yeah.
So good.
They're really good.
Fred?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big supporter?
Oh, yeah. I like white chocolate.
So, referring back to National Ice Cream Cone Day, there was a poll taken a while back. Just under 10,000 American adults were asked what they like their ice cream served in. 32% said they want a waffle cone. 16% said a sugar cone. Only 8% prefer cake cones. I've never heard of cake cones. And 33% pass up the cone altogether, and they get a cup. Where you guys fall in this? You guys cone people or no?
It depends, but if I am a cone person, I go the waffle cone. I mean, cake cone, that's just basically the regular ice cream cone, isn't it? Isn't it cake cone? Or is
it says
different?
Flaky, crispy ones with right. a flat bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are
that's
just
what they have at Dairy Queen,
one.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You get your, like, even McDonald's would do something along those lines. Right. But then you have the sugar, you know, the smaller one would be like the sugar cone, right?
Oh,
isn't it?
That, like,
and then you have
one,
the waffle cone. I'm a waffle cone guy, though.
I like when they put the chocolate on the outside of the cone, like at the, near the top with the sprinkles. Those are my favorite kinds of cones.
Well, go out and celebrate tonight, Ethan.
I
give you permission.
I think I'm a waffle cone.
Waffle cone guy.
Good, good, good lad, Fred. Listen, if you're a fan of Halloween and scary movies, there is a cable and internet comparison site called Cable TV, and they're looking to pay someone to watch, rank, and review horror movies, and they're calling the position a thrill turnship. Huh? Anyone? Oh. Anyone? What they're going to do is they're willing to pay someone $666 plus a $50 Uber Eats gift card and a 1-year subscription to Screambox if you are willing to choose to watch 5 horror movies from their list of the 13 scariest movies of all time. So on the list is Nightmare on Elm Street, Candyman, The Evil Dead, The Exorcist, Get Out, Halloween, Hereditary, It, Martyrs, The Shining, The Strangers, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and The Thing. I think I could easily do this. That seems like an easy $666 to me. Anyone else?
No, not too bad.
I like the amount. Kind of clever.
Yeah, creative, right? Yeah.
By the way, I thought this out. Totally separate but related, and I took a picture of it and I never really shared it, but I noticed when I was driving my car, and I was glad I didn't notice the previous number, but when I was driving over the weekend, my car hit 77,777. So it was all sevens. Sorry, did I have a hard time getting that out?
77,777
Thank
miles.
You. Yeah, but I didn't notice it when it hit 66666. I just noticed the seven.
That's kind of a unique thing.
I actually was paying such close attention. I'm like, I want to get a picture of this. Maybe I have to pull over, but I did it at a stoplight.
My car hit, I still remember, 111,111 miles on 55 right as I passed Anheuser-Busch.
See, you remember those things, don't you?
I also had a monumental weekend when it comes to this. I surpassed 150,000 miles my Ford Fusion.
But is that all your miles or was it used?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
I would say close to over half of that is mine for sure, though.
And it's still running, a Ford Fusion is.
She's still kicking.
Look at that.
She's still kicking. Hopefully she has a couple more years in her. She's a 2015. Okay, today is the first day of fall. Did you guys know this?
Yes.
Yeah. First day of fall. And the question, right, that's being asked online is, has it actually been fall for weeks? And there's a story going viral where a guy is claiming that fall started weeks ago, and he said the seasons are all wrong. He's proposing we redate all 4 seasons. Here's the breakdown. Spring should start as soon as daylight savings kicks in.
Which makes sense.
Next year, it would be March 8th.
Okay.
That extra sunlight means you've started spring, regardless of how cold it is. And spring ends the first day it's hot. I don't know necessarily what that would mean,
well,
per
here,
se.
Well, that'd be April.
Or where.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Summer starts around June 1st and stops on August 31st, mostly because the never-ending plague of summer is just irksome. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree on this. So he's saying we should shorten it a little bit. Once September hits its fall, even if it's still 95 degrees, if leaves are falling, the NFL is on TV, that's a huge reason, and your kids are back in school, it should be fall. the whole waiting till September 22nd thing he thinks is
nobody
wrong.
Really does it anyway. I mean, we felt it here in late August, and I've seen leaves mm-hmm. falling off the tree, so it kind of has felt like fall for several weeks.
And then winter begins. Hear this on Black Friday. It's already bleak outside. Bing Crosby playing on the radio. And you're setting up your Christmas tree.
Okay, who is this guy? Because he's making a lot of sense to me. Because why, you know, winter doesn't start until what? The 21st of December. That's just right. Dumb.
It's pointless. I am all aboard this.
Me too.
I think, you know, executive order time next time we do that segment, our own executive orders. We might need to put this into effect, Mark.
I like it.
If you drive a lot, you're probably aware of, at least in your area, where the roads absolutely suck. I know we all are. There's some rougher areas in St. Louis on the Illinois side as well. A website just put out a list of the states with the best and worst road conditions according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. The state with the best roads? Indiana. Kind of surprised me. And then the Kansas is second, followed by South Dakota, Wyoming, Vermont, Tennessee, Idaho, Georgia, and North Dakota. The state with the worst roads? Rhode Island. Hawaii is second.
There's some irony there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Rhode Island.
Hawaii is second. That kind of surprised me.
Surprises me, too.
New Mexico is bad. Connecticut, Mississippi, Washington are all bad. Here's what I'll say. Illinois and Missouri, neither of them were in the bottom 10. So they're somewhere in the middle of the pack. I guess you'll take that. I tend to think that Missouri, at least St. Louis area, has some terrible
it's
road
very local specific though. Like Southern Indiana, I will say I've driven through there quite a bit going to Louisville, and they always seem to have construction, but the roads are pretty nice down there.
So the new iPhone hit stores recently last week, and almost 90% of Americans think that they're overpriced. The cheapest iPhone 17, get this, $800. The Pro Max with 2 terabytes of storage runs you $2,000. That absolutely blew my mind. I just got the new, I think I got the 16 Pro and I traded it in.
Well, that's
so
what
was,
you do
it was,
now.
It was a pretty good deal.
Usually the smart thing to do is go to the previous model, you know, or even the 15, and you're going to get a much better deal. Because to me, there doesn't seem to be a lot of big changes on the 17.
No, not that I have seen either. But more than a quarter of Americans said they're still willing to take on debt for a new iPhone.
I
that
will tell
is
you
crazy
this, though.
To me.
You know, again, we had Ian Sharon last week. We were talking about the iOS 26 for Apple. They did this big event last Tuesday. So I went home the night we were talking about it. I downloaded the new iOS, and I have regretted it ever since. Because there's things that, like, I couldn't even find where my voicemail was, and they've changed the search bar on the top. If I'm going to search for email, now it's on the bottom. The same thing for tech. So some of this they've done before, but it's just annoying because your brain is trained to do things in a specific way.
You've done it the same exact way for years.
I couldn't find my voicemail. I'm like, where in the hell is my voicemail on this thing?
Fred, and have you
can't change back?
No, not once you get it. I don't think you can.
I don't know if you can. That's a good question.
I don't think you can. Have you gotten the new update or no?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. Okay, all right.
Don't do it.
It's birthday.
Wait for the new update. Wait for the fix of the new update. I don't know. I don't like. And this is usually by, you know, a week into it, you could say, okay, I'm kind of getting used to it. But I'm still having issues with, you know, finding things that I'm looking for. So.
All right. It's birthday time. And a couple of musicians here, starting with Joan Jett, who is 67. Forgive me for not pulling music. That is why Sue is better than me. Andre Bocelli, 67 as well. And Tony Basil?
Tony Basil.
Basil,
who
is 82.
Which she did this song.
Wow.
And this was a number one song called Mickey in 1984.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
And I can tell you absolutely for sure, just because I knew this and I was working with the record company at the time, that I was the first person to play this on St. Louis radio, ever.
Oh,
ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But you know what's interesting about Tony Basil? This is why I wanted to bring it up. She's 82 years old today.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So that surprised me. And I went back. You know what she was doing before she was doing this? Is she was a choreographer, and she worked on some big movies, like movies that we all know, like American Graffiti, Peggy Sue Got Married, That Thing You Do, My Best Friend's Wedding, all those things. So she had like quite a Hollywood career before Mickey, her number one hit.
Okay, we're going to wrap up here real quick. One on this day in history. 31 years ago, Friends debuted on NBC. Of course, ran for 10 seasons, one of my favorite shows of all time. And today's random fact of the day. Pong was never supposed to be released. A developer at Atari made it during a training exercise, but Atari's founder liked it so much that they decide to take it public.
Oh, there you go. I got to go out with Tony Basil here. By the way, this was 1982.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cusimano coming up in just a little bit. First, Cassie Smedley back with us this afternoon, former RNC spokesperson, and she, of course, has been with us many, many times. Cassie, how are you this afternoon?
I am well. Great to be with you. Thank you for having me back.
Can we both agree, at least from the get-go, that we're both in better moods than we would have been if the Chiefs would have dropped that game to the Giants last night? But, by the way, it was not out of the question, so I'm glad we got that one over with, right?
Oh, my gosh. We just needed to get one win under our belt. But after that first half, I was particularly nervous. But that second half, we saw vintage Chiefs on display. And that gives me hope for the rest of the season.
So, yes, I hope so. I was not altogether expecting 0-2 from the beginning just because of the schedule. But, yeah, they got back on track. And as they get healthier here, you know, I kind of like it. You saw the chest bump with Travis Kelce and Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid's like, hey, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, right? We're getting competitive. So I think that's great. Well, Cassie, we're coming off a really interesting 2 weeks in not only American politics, but American history. I mean, what I saw yesterday, and I've admitted from the very beginning, I did not know Charlie. I don't believe he had ever even been a guest on my show, which is a little rare when it comes to, you know, conservative thought leaders. We have most of them. But what I've seen in the last couple of weeks has really surprised me to see the amount of support that he's gotten, the way that people came out to this, you know, memorial yesterday. It's really been incredible.
Mm-hmm. And I would say as well, I've been kind of in the same conservative voices rooms with Charlie, but I didn't work with him directly. But my husband got to work on a couple Get Out the Vote projects with him last cycle. You hear so many people, including the president, credit him and his Turning Point USA operation for really turning out the vote and getting young people enthused and registered to vote. And that was something that he and my husband got to work on. And he has a lot of fond memories of that and how Charlie really challenged the status quo to really bust through the ceiling to make this change. And it's been awesome to see. But I'm with you. What's been even more awesome to witness and frankly be a part of in many of my own personal conversations over the last couple of weeks is that I thought this would be a legacy about politics and about elections, and to see that this is a legacy about a spiritual awakening and that people have been clamoring for this unifying voice and for someone to speak bigger than politics, bigger than country even, although absolutely a patriot for America, but about what is it that we want this world to look like and our communities to look like for each other as neighbors and friends and family and people getting married and raising kids. And to have that conversation happening from a 31-year-old and from his wife of about the same age, from this young couple, this young family, and what that has inspired amongst Americans across the spectrum. This doesn't feel like a left or right issue. This truly feels like people who are saying, I just want to feel okay being who I am, expressing how I feel, and being friendly with the person next door to me who may disagree with me, but that doesn't mean that I think that they're a bad person. And why can't that be the prevailing theme of the day as opposed to all these divisive themes that we've seen continually thrown out?
And I think one of the reasons that that can't be a continuing theme is because let's bring him into the mix here, people like Jimmy Kimmel. And I don't know what your thoughts look. I have divided thoughts on this simply because I do not like Mr. Kimmel. I've grown to really, really dislike him. I wouldn't be upset if we didn't see him ever again. His wife, by the way, is from St. Louis, so he's got a bit of a St. Louis connection. But I seem to be the only person in conservative circles, along with Ted Cruz, not terrible company, that has a pretty big issue here with Brendan Carr and the way the FCC went about this last week. So, look, I'm all about getting rid of Kimmel for saying inappropriate things, but I wish it really would have been more organic. And I think part of it was because you had affiliates out there with these two companies that were getting pushback. They were already involved with discussions, and then it looked like, you know, from some of the reporting we got late last week, that he was unwilling to make amends, apologize. In fact, he wanted to double down. So I'm good with all that, him being taken off the air, all that stuff. But Cassie, I don't like the authoritarian part of this, because here's the deal. The left has been screaming for, you know, months now, Nazi, authoritarian. It plays into their handbook. So that's one of the concerns I have here moving forward.
You know what, I agree with you on that point, that I think it was happening organically anyway, and you're seeing reports to that effect that Disney was potentially not interested in re-upping his contract. And of course you saw what happened with Nexstar and Sinclair. But I would point out that I think had Brendan Carr not said anything at all, we'd be at the same conclusion with Jimmy Kimmel right now.
Yes.
And so that muddied the water and gave the Democrats an excuse where they don't deserve to have one, because, of course, they've been the biggest subverters of free speech, not just in trying to have an iron fist over the culture wars and the airwaves, but also just to make you feel bad for, you should be ostracized because you want to put a Trump sign in your yard.
Yeah, any of that stuff,
or
right.
Or you want
right.
to speak out on a campus. Yeah, so I'm with you in that I don't like that they now get this little sliver of an excuse of, aha, see, we told you, even though I actually don't think that's at all what happened. But, I mean, I was just having an exchange with some girlfriends just this morning where I said, I swear I haven't been hiding anybody or muting anyone or blocking anyone, but my algorithm on my phone is a different thing over the last 2 weeks. It is positive. It's spiritual. The conversations are hopeful. And so we have to believe to our betters. I'm with you. When you have the Jasmine Crocketts and the Ilhan Omars of the world who are going to continue to give people excuses to justify this murder, which is exactly what Ilhan Omar was doing.
No doubt.
Or even Mickey Sherrill, who's running for governor in New Jersey and is trying to make us think that she's some moderate. And here she is. She gave like five paragraphs justifying the actions of Charlie Kirk's assassin. That is only going to work to further divide us. But I do believe that when you have hundreds of millions of people tuning in to an 8-hour service on a Sunday, that is something bigger at play. And that's part of the American spirit, is to believe that good is always going to triumph over evil. That's what distinguishes us over so many other countries over the course of time. And so I'm coming at this with a more hopeful spot than I was 2 weeks ago, when I felt absolute hopelessness.
Yes. And I understand that. Yeah. And I think there is a lot of hope. And look, I always defend our, you know, we do have normal liberals here in my area who aren't crazy, don't wish death upon conservatives. And, you know, we're genuinely, you know, I think affected by everything that's happened the last couple weeks. Cassie Smedley back with me this afternoon. Let me touch on a couple other issues. Have you pre-ordered the Kamala book, Cassie? My goodness, this ought to be fun. I'm not sure who the audience is here. And I love, this is one of my favorite stories. So she says in the book that she called Gavin Newsom to ask for his support, and he texts back, hiking. So he's, you know, he's hiking. And then he said he'd call her back. He never called her back, like, the whole time. The whole campaign.
I mean, this is a burn book. You know the movie Mean Girls? This
Oh, yeah.
Is like Regina George burn book. I don't know what her end game is here. I think she needs to make money because nobody's hiring her. Nobody's putting her on boards. And certainly nobody wants her to run for office again. But she's taken everybody down with her. If she can't have her way, nobody should get her way. And none of that helps the Democrat Party win in the elections. And the fact that they're all having, you got Shapiro and Buttigieg, all having to go on air to say their piece about this book, that's less time that they are spending going out to the American people to say, this is what we stand for. And we are not the party of Crazy Mandami or AOC or Ilhan. There's actually people that really align with you and want to do good with you. They're not saying any of that. And the oxygen's totally being sucked out of the room by the crazies and by Kamala. And again, I said this earlier on Fox News, as someone who works for Republican campaigns, I hope they take Kamala's book tour live. I hope you take it live.
Yes,
stream
yes.
It. Let us all see it. Let us all be reminded
oh my gosh.
Of what was so close to happening in this country.
I'm so glad
but
you said that.
If someone wants to be a unifier.
Yeah, yeah, because it would be, it's going to be interesting to see, well, I mean, maybe we're getting our hopes up, but look, the legacy media has every right at this point to ask her some pointed questions that she never was asked, and she's just going to giggle them away like she always has. But it will be interesting to see how this is managed here in the next couple of weeks and which outlets will do, you know, will do pieces, etc. So I'll be fascinated by that. She seems to be, though, I mean, I know you said most people think she could never run again. She seems to have convinced herself that she still can be a player on the national stage. So delusions of grandeur. What can you say?
Still in her, yeah, she's the only one still believing her own hype, I think. But I was, you know, I go on Fox opposite Democrats all the time. And let me tell you, they just want her to go away. Those are direct quotes from virtually all of them. We wish she would go away. So I don't know who her base is of supporters that is going to fuel any sort of resurgence for her.
Yeah, it's not there. Hey, would you say, this is anecdotal, but would you say with the group of friends that you know, some of the, do they favor one person? I know this is getting way ahead of ourselves, but when it comes to 28, do they seem to favor one person over another, or is it just all over the place? Do you know? I'm just curious.
It seems like they all are excited about Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland.
Well,
last I heard about him, he was on a yacht with George Clooney, so I don't know if he's that relatable, but that seems to be the name that keeps coming up.
Well, he's smart, and he's not that crazy. Let's just put it that way. My long shot, just because, you know, he may be too too establishment for this party now, but I keep saying keep an eye on Rahm Emanuel because he's out there trying to, you know, and he's talking sense, so maybe I don't want him to pop through the field, but he's saying some things, you know, about crime that are certainly things that we've been saying for a long time. Cassie, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. You have a great week.
Thanks.
Monday afternoon, we visit with Frank Cusimano, sports director at KSTK. He's with us right now. Let's start with the Mizzou Tigers. It was a great win on Saturday. Not a perfect game played by Coach Drink's team, but they got it done, and now they move to UMass and then a bye and Alabama coming to town, Frank. So that you did what you had to with South Carolina starting their star quarterback.
Yeah, I was at the game. The environment was absolutely electric, and I got to tell you, Mark, I've seen you in person, and I think Ahmad Hardy's thighs are bigger than your waist. I mean, he is freaking Earl Campbell. He is a stud. He is humble. He loves sharing the spotlight with Jamal Roberts. This guy, you know, if they play 13 games, he's basically on pace for 2,000 yards. He is special. He is elite. And, you know, you can have a day where you're not throwing the ball that well. They weren't unbelievably throwing the ball that well on Saturday night. But this ground attack is not going away, and this guy's a star in the making.
I think he's, like, way under the radar on the Heisman Trophy stuff. But is it possible? I mean, if he keeps doing this, 100-yard games each game, I think they have the stat up there. How many? When's the last time that this happened? Four games or three games with 100-plus yards. And it wasn't, you know, a couple of years ago. It was like the 1960s or something like that which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Heisman Trophy, let's face it, for the most part, has become a quarterback award. But if he has, like, back-to-back really great games and they're 6-0 after Alabama and he's sitting there, like, first in the country in rushing yards, he's second right now, he's got to be on a Heisman watch list. But these next couple of games, well, particularly the Alabama game, is going to be big.
Frank, Ethan here. You know, I know there was a lot of hype about the Tigers last year going into that game against Texas A&M where they really disappointed. But I'm trying to think of a time where it feels like the hype and the excitement around the Tigers right now following this win is really high. People like how Bo Prabula's looking. People are huge fans of Ahmad Hardy, understandably. Is there a Mizzou team that this one reminds you of, or should I say a time in which the excitement was at the level that it is right now that you can remember?
No, I can't. In fact, let's go back to what Coach Drink said at the beginning of the season. This is the most talented team I've ever coached. How about what Coach Beamer of South Carolina said about Trotter, their outstanding linebacker? They paid a lot of money for him in the offseason, and that was money well spent. I mean, I'm telling you, this Eli Drinkwitz, it's one thing to be able to coach talent, but it's another to be able to identify it and then put that budget together, which he's become genius at. This guy, you know, think about this, Mark. Before they hired him, they were looking at a coach at Arkansas State, and they were going to hire a coach from Arkansas State, and then John Sunvold and the board of directors stepped in and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to search a little bit longer. And the board of directors, led by John Sunvold, insisted,
David
hey,
Steelman.
Let's look around,
yeah.
And they came up with Drink.
David Steelman was involved in that when he was a member of the board of curators. He flew out there to get him. So, yeah, that was a huge, huge role. By the way, just on a side note here, since we're talking about Mizzou, Dennis Gates' class that's shaping up for next season in basketball is crazy right now. All right, let's talk about what happened in Busch Stadium yesterday. Ethan, were you there?
I was.
Okay, so
saw Frank there.
You had a decent-sized crowd last game of the season at home. How did the Mo reception go, in your opinion, Frank?
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought it was probably about 97% pro, maybe a smattering of boos. It was great because, you know, we know Ron Burgundy from Anchorman, Stay Classy, San Diego. That's what St. Louis did yesterday. They let this guy know who's been in the organization for 30 years that we're not that myopic. We're not just thinking about the final couple of years. We know you've done good work. And it was cool. His son Will caught the ball. His daughter, his wife were out there. And then right after that, what a great move by Ali Marmol to put Nolan Arenado in the lineup just so he could come out and get an ovation. And Ethan, you were with me. I thought he was close to coming to tears when describing it. His family was there too. It was really a great display of baseball love.
Certainly the most emotional that I had seen him in that sense. You know, we've seen him get emotional and fired up a lot, but you saw the soft side of Arenado there in the clubhouse. And, you know, you were asking him a lot of those questions, right, in the post game, in the clubhouse regarding what the future looks like for him. From what I took, it looks like we've seen Nolan Arenado play his last game as a Cardinal at Busch Stadium. Is that what you took from that conversation, Frank?
Yeah, there's no way. But I say this. There's no way he's coming back, but there's going to be a whole lot of maneuvering to get somebody to take him. It's $42 million left on the contract, and I think the Cardinals owe $37 million. So, and the Cardinals don't like to pay people that don't play for them. They're going to have to in this situation. You know, it's a shame it didn't work out for him in Houston the past offseason, but yeah, there's no way he could come back.
All right, Frank, we'll talk on Friday afternoon. We'll get a preview of the UMass game. We've got a good football game tonight, the Ravens and the Lions. Yeah. That should be a good one.
Yeah, a couple of great games. Yep.
All right, have a great week.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, guys.
You don't have time to talk about the Chiefs. They finally win. Ugh. But not in, you know, fine fashion.
Yeah,
right?
How do you think that locker room was after the game?
You know, I don't know. You know, like Andy Reid says, the chest bump with Travis Kelce, that was a good thing because, you know, it kind of cranks up the level of competition. So I don't have a problem with that. I don't know. I don't think this is going to be a great year for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they got a tough schedule.
You wait for Rashee Rice and for Xavier Worthy to get healthy. Then I think you can start honestly evaluating that team.
Yeah, and he still has three more games, right? It was a six game?
I believe so. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's going to be a few weeks. I got to weather the storm.
We got Chris Klemm coming on in the 5 o'clock hour to talk about some border stuff.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.